reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Disciples came to Jesus and said, "Who is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven?" So he called a little child to him and set the child in front of them. Then he said, "I tell you solemnly, unless you change and become like little children, you'll never enter the kingdom of heaven. So the one who makes himself as little as this little child is the greatest in the kingdom of heaven. Anyone who welcomes a little child like this in my name welcomes me. See that you never despise any of these little ones, for I tell you that their angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven." The Gospel of the Lord. This is a passage which provokes a great deal of speculation about the meaning of angels and their relationship to people, and especially children. I think the misunderstanding is to think that there's something special about angels who care for children or small ones. The angels in heaven are continually in the presence of my Father in heaven. Well, that's true of every angel. It's not especially true of angels who are caring for children. The mistake is to try and see some special link between a vision of God, the Father, and the care for children. All angels are in grace, except the kingdom of the Father, are continually in his presence. The point is, though, that since it's true of every angel, it's also true that the angels have a mysterious relationship with us, and children are not exempt from this mysterious concern. It's a concern of all the angels to share what they know. Thomas Aquinas, following Dionysius the Areopagite, develops a very elaborate idea of angels and speaking to each other. Might say singing to each other. Speech and song are the same in heaven, I think. And they speak of what they know of God. Great angels see further into the meaning of God, into the meaning of eternal life, of the truth of all it is, the joy of the Trinity. But they can share what they know. They can give what they know. Sharing is natural in heaven. More natural than breathing is for us. After all, we can hold our breath for a moment. The sharing never ends in heaven. The eternal speaking, singing, operating to each other, almost the dancing and joy to each other is forever. Never ends. No gaps in the sharing of heaven. And as such, that's the meaning of the presence of angels in our world. They're not necessarily going to stop us having an accident. I may say I can think of three very near misses in my life where I should have died. Once in a major car crash, 3 days before my ordination. This is a double-decker bus, one of our specialities. Source of much terror to American tourists is a first thing. I died off a boat and landed head first into 3 feet of water and narrowly escaped complete paralysis. Well, the angels may have helped there. What I'm sure of is that in the good moments, the moments when I see beyond myself and beyond my own concerns, the angels are there helping us. They're sharing because it's natural to share. It's what they are. Sharers of what they know. Joy is shared because joy is natural to share. We look at each other in times of great joy and we want to feel that the joy we have is everyone's joy. In times of truth, we want everybody to share in the truth that we've discovered. And that's what the angels do. It's how they guard us. They whisper deep in the heart and the spirit in ways we don't understand the great things of God. That's why we despise no human being on this earth. For every human being, it's true. There are angels in heaven are continually in the presence of the Father in heaven.